All right, everyone. I think it's about the end of Do You Like Horny Bunnies? So let's go ahead and get it finished so we can work on the second one. I'm not going to go through the whole game because I don't really care for it that much. Like, some of these are okay, and I'll go through them like Starless, you know, Maggot Bait, stuff like that. But this is, it ain't that great. It's really not that good. I mean, it's okay for what it is because it's a classic. So, you know, if you want to get a taste for the old dating sims, that's kind of what it's like here. It was kind of boring to me, you know, there's no real big plot, you know, it's just what it is. So, if that interests you, the game's pretty cheap, and it'll definitely go cheap when they do a sale at Jazz, so you can pick it up. It's like, what, $7, I think, when I got it? But I really do like Exchange, so I might do, I'm gonna do all three of those at least. But, for the most part, guys, my channel is mainly just to go through one path in these, and you guys go through the rest. I mean, that's the fun of it, right? We play it, we get to a certain point, and you guys are like, hey, I want to play more, I want to see the other paths, and we'll do that. Now, with something like Dead and I guess, or something that I really fucking get into, we'll go through all of it. But through stuff like this, yeah, it, you know, it is what it is. And the same thing with the AVNs, I don't want to go through all the paths in the AVNs because they're really fucking long and it would just be hours and hours and hours of content that the devs wouldn't even be cool with. They're like, hey man, we do kind of want people to play these themselves. You can show them like a path, but, you know, not everything. And that's fair, you know. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm here to promote these games so you guys get interested in them and pick them up, hopefully buying them. There was a debate. I probably started it, but basically a guy said, you guys actually buy these games? I save my money for real games. I took a little bit of offense to that, because I'm like, you know what? There's dev teams that work on these games just as there are with other games. So I'm going to buy a game from, like, Capcom or Sega or something like that, just as much as I'm going to buy a game from Jazzed USA or Manga Gamer or Philly Games or Dr. Pink Cake, stuff like that. Because if a game really, you know, affects me, yeah, I want to continue to support it, you know, like I'll support the Patreon and stuff. Or I'll buy, you know, just buy the game like a Jazz. So, alright, let's get started. I grab her slim wrist and lift her light body. I carry her to the window and put her down on the floor. What's this? Sai tilts her head and looks at me with her cute eyes, which are sparkling with expectation. What do you want me to do? let me think. She turns around and puts her hands on the window sash. How about this? She sticks her white round hips out to me and arches her back. Her smile looks very seductive. Please, I want to do it like this. White fluid flows out between her hips and fills up my mind with sexual desire. If that's what you want. I open the curtain. There's a building on the other side of the street and the moon is shining brightly. No, somebody might see us. Yes, I want to show off how pretty you are. Man, you can get in a lot of trouble for that. Zip! I grab her hips and become one with her. My soaring cock smoothly sinks into her. My soaring cock, huh? Oh, wow. Well, he's going to get in a lot of trouble for that. If a police officer walks by. Hey, what the hell? I don't know. It's Japan. Who knows? He might actually get hit worse in Japan for that. Because they are really against that kind of thing over there. As long as it's censored, they don't care. But that's definitely not censored. So if an officer saw that, he'd have a fucking fit. But there you go. There's your GIF, I believe. GIF, I don't know. I don't know if we're talking about peanut butter or still our moving images. Anyway, here we go. Yeah, slurp, 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 like on the Grimace shake. It's even kind of purple. it's too embarrassing. Don't worry, nobody will see you. It's too far to see anyway. You think so? Seriously? Twitch? Yep, probably. She says, probably isn't enough. Thuck, 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 thuck. They're doing some more thucking. You know how that is. As I thrust in her, my cum flows out with her love juice. That turns me on even more. Ikari, don't push so hard. I'm strongly pushing her against the window. We'll break the window. No, please, Yukari. Yeah, don't do that. That's okay. This glass is strong. It better be, bro. In fact, I'm not really sure. My boobs are being smashed. I'm afraid of being seen from outside. Well, I'm pretty sure you've given a show to the whole damn neighborhood. I see, her soft boobs are pressed against the window. It must look really erotic from outside. Her well-rounded, supple breasts are squished. An old Japanese man goes by. Oh, how it is to be young. Bang, bang. She's clearly enjoying it. I feel good there, right there. Jiggle. There. I feel good. I can feel your thing touching. I forcefully open her pussy and rub her inside wall with my penis. I was worried that it might be painful for her, but I guess that was a needless worry. She reacts with her whole body. I'm coming! Zunk, zunk, zunk. Okay, what is that? I want to do something special before she comes. I try to stir up my obscene imagination. Meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out what... I know, like I said, thucking is something I'm gonna start using. It's just, it's fucking ingenious. I never thought about it. But zunk? I don't know, man. It's man, I totally zunked her. You did what, bruh? Yeah, totally zunked the hell out of her. Sai, look over there. What? Over there, there's a person walking in the building. She hardens her expression and her pussy contracts. No, a person! He may be looking at us. No, you said it's too far to see. I said, probably. Oh, you're mean. Jiggle, jiggle. A sensation runs through her body. No! You feel good because someone might see you, right? What a horny girl. How come you're so mean? You know me. I don't like you. I don't like you. Bang, bang, bang. They're gonna break that glass. So, you don't like me? I was just joking. It's not true. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Who is slurping what at this point? There's no slurping. I'm looking at the scene here. I love you. I love you too. I raise her leg and stick my cock up into her. Ah. Ah, I'm going crazy. Twitch. One place we can't play this. Yukari, I'm coming too. Three more times. Give me more. Two more times. I want to feel your hot things. So I... Fill me up with your cum. One more time. Ah, clap. The sound of our stomachs slapping against each other echoes. Now my sense of reason is blown away. Yukari! I ejaculate everything into her. I feel an enormous amount of love for her. She made me feel good, so I wanted to make her feel good in return. We must share the happiness when it comes to making love. It's amazing that she didn't get pregnant, even after I ejaculated such a big load into her. I should always be careful. Of course, if she gets pregnant, I'll take responsibility. However, since we're still students, people might see our baby as a result of our desires, not a result of our love. I don't care what other people think, but I don't have the financial base to fight against the prejudice either. I have to think about sex seriously because I'm serious about her. She's late. I'm sitting in front of the station waiting for Sai. She's about 10 minutes late. It's not usual. She's always punctual. I'm afraid something might have happened to her. Be patient. I'll start looking for her if she doesn't come in 5 minutes. Looking up at the blue sky, I make my mind. Or rather, I make up my mind. There we go. It's been a year since Sai and I introduced ourselves as girlfriend and boyfriend to our parents. We fought and reconciled many times. I quit working in Platinum to study more to enter college. Sai. She isn't a waitress anymore. She's helping Akana as assistant manager now. Trump, 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 trump. Light footsteps reach my ears. I wouldn't miss that sound. The sound my lovely girlfriend makes. I'm sorry, I'm late. That's okay. I just got here too. Our positions would be the other way around if it were a TV drama. However, we're always like this. Huh? What? Never mind. By the way, you're not going to college? Ha, that's a sudden question. I had time to think about it. I don't know. I want to go to the same college as you, but I want to work at Platinum as a full-time employee as well. You should do what you really want to. No matter what you do, I'll always be there for you. Haha, thanks! Sai happily wiggles. She's so cute. I hold her hand and start walking. You're not going to work as a waitress at Platinum, right? No, I'll help Akana as an assistant manager, so I won't be able to see you in a bunny costume again. That's sad. After they hired a few new waitresses, I quit working at Platinum. I think that was good timing for me since I wanted to start studying for my college entrance test. Are you sad? Just a little. Those are my honest feelings. I'm sorry, but I can only wear it for you. Oh. I don't want to show it to anyone else. I'm happy to hear that. A warm feeling comes up in my heart. Why don't you call me honey? But you're Yukari. She's blunt. Well, I guess we don't have to change the way we call each other. But I'll call you that if... Sai mumbles. If what? When our relationship moves to the next stage. Sorry guys, I'm fighting mosquitoes here. The silver ring is shining on her finger. Oh, that's nice. That's it. That was Do You Like Horny Bunnies? I mean, it was pretty straightforward, you know, no big suspense plot. We did have that slight bit of drama that I kind of overhyped, but I didn't know what was really going on. I thought she did find another man that was gonna fuck me. It's like, yep, that's how life works, bud. It's that last episode of Mahoromatic. I'm never gonna forget that. As long as I live, the final episode of Mahoromatic. Now people are gonna have to go look at that. That really got you that down bad? Yes, it did. Well, I don't even mean down bad. It got me down in the dumps is what it got me. Just fucking awful, guys. Just the most depressing bullshit at the end. I'm like, no, damn you. But no, it turned out good. Everything was happy. He got the girl, they're getting married, she's now an assistant manager, and it's cool. That's the one we picked. You can pick the one you want when you play the game yourself. It's in Jast USA for however much. Oh, look at that. Project director Bloodnose. Oh, I've talked to him several times and annoyed the hell out of him. I'm sure. Oh, man. Oh, Casual Scrub. I've talked to him a few times as well. Quality assurance. Making sure everything works. Good. 2021, Jast USA. I'm glad to see this is being done. You know, the remastering. They're gonna remaster everything that's classic. So, just be on the lookout. Water Closet will be here soon. I don't know what I can play it on. Probably MGTOW TV exclusive. And even then, it's iffy. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out with Grimm's Hentai Corner and the final episode of Do You Like Horny Bunnies? And, we got more Horny Bunnies coming soon, because we're doing the sequel, which I heard isn't as good, but I don't know. I didn't really like the first one, so maybe I'm that weird guy that'll like the second one. Anyway, they've both been remastered, so we'll go through that one as well. And at any rate, I am out of here. See you next time, degenerates.